This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me again this week is Jackie Carpenter from Northwest Regional Housing. Welcome to our program.
Hey.
And also have with us today Tracy Black, who's been with us before, and Tracy's involved with a new program at Safe Place called Elder Abuse. So tell us a little bit about that program, Tracy.
Hi, David. Our newest program at Safe Place is called Safe Seniors.
Right.
It's a program that deals with elder abuse and all of the problems, a lot of things that people might not associate as abuse, from neglect of seniors to actual physical abuse or financial abuse, emotional abuse of seniors, those kind of things.
And Jackie manages a new facility called Winterstone. Give us just a Reader's Digest version of what Winterstone is about.
Winterstone is a great little apartment complex. We have 8 efficiency units. We've already got 3 individuals living there and working on moving the 4th one in. It's just a great little group of people that we've got in there.
Now, we want to talk a little bit about what life is like there, and you two have been collaborating on one individual that I guess Jackie brought into a Safe Place because it was a person who possibly had been abused in the past, right?
Yes.
So, Tracy, tell us a little bit about how Safe Place got involved with that person.
Well, this lady came to me. Well, first of all, I'd gotten a call from Jackie that she'd like for me to talk with this woman to see if there's anything we could do to help her. And this is a 73-year-old woman who had actually fled from another state to come to North Carolina to get away from her abuser. And she had maxed out every credit card that she had, tapped every source of money that she could get her hands on to get herself in a little apartment. Well, recently there was a murder in Spruce Pine, and it was in the apartment right next door to where she was staying. She was freaking, and she just couldn't stay there anymore, period. She was just so afraid, being 73, all alone, plus the trauma of what she'd been through. So she came to me, and we were able to, she definitely met the criteria for my program, so we were able to assist her in getting into Winterstone, which is a perfect situation for her because there's security there, a nice group of people who live there, and I think she's going to fit into this little community just absolutely perfectly.
She feels a lot more secure, I guess, living there than out on her own.
Oh, absolutely.
So you folks, do y'all have 24-hour security there? How does that work?
We do have a security system. It's not yet set up, but it will be from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning when that's activated.
Okay, so they've got security there, and they've got the comfort of living in a group situation where there's more than one individual there. And I think you told us last week that people have their own little apartments there.
Yes.
But they also prepare their own foods and take care of the cleaning. And
they have that option. They have microwaves, and they have little refrigerators. But they have the option of cooking with other people.
And do most of them take advantage of that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They've already started taking advantage of that.
So it's small enough, I guess, with 8 units, you can be kind of like a little
family
of some kind.
We're working towards a family environment.
And people are pretty complimentary there. I mean, we haven't had any fights or...
No fights.
No food fights or anything like that. Well, that's great. And you say you've got 3 people and a 4th one on the way.
Right. Okay. So we have 4 left.
So... And you're looking to fill those, and so if we'll just tell the people, if you've got somebody in your family who fits the criteria, tell us what the criteria is again for being in this facility.
They would have to be below our income limits, and
okay.
We would do a criminal background check, no drug convictions within the past 3 years, and they can't be a registered sex offender, and I would check their references out. I would have to do a landlord reference and maybe a personal reference.
Okay. And so if someone wants more information, how do they get in touch with Jackie Carpenter?
They could contact me at the Bakersville office at 688-3744.
Okay. Or if you forget that, call us at Safe Place. We'll tell you that number. Our number is 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.